B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Now let's go to the Comcast Business Hotline. My man, hometown hero, done well, ESPN, the great Kevin the Gandhi on the Comcast Business Hotline. Bounce forward. Yo, Kev.
And I'm sorry, I just caught you on the tail end. People are suggesting if they don't win what, to blow what up? Like, whoa, let's back this thing up. Like, what exactly are we talking about?
So what happened was this morning, right? This morning I get a call. I'm talking to a buddy of mine.
Yeah.
Alan, right? AK. So I'm talking to Alan, and he says to me, so he's a big Sixer man, and he says, hey, by the way, you know, we're talking about the year, this and that. I go, dude. He goes, dude, if they don't win it, y'all blow it up. I went, what? No.
What?
No, blow it up. I go, listen, this is the beginning. This is the first foray. So I offered the fans a contract. Now, would you take this contract? You get Ben Embiid, Tobias, Matisse, and Maxey. 5 years. No one goes anywhere. 5 years, you sign it in blood.
Would I do that?
Yes.
I like what you're saying, and I will stay with that for one reason. I know there's a certain portion of the Philadelphia fan base is like, you know, can't believe we're discussing this after one loss, but Ben's got to go. We've got to move on. And, you know, let's get as much as we can. And we should have made that trade with Harden. First off, Houston was never going to make a trade with Philly. They were dragging the whole thing out to up the ante with the Nets. I really believe that owner was not going to make a deal with the Sixers. Secondly, I think some people forget the history of the league. Like, it took years for Michael Jordan. It took bad losses and bad playoffs. He had to go through the Pistons multiple times to try to figure things out. That team had to constantly grow. The two guys that had to continue to grow were Mike and Scottie, right? And then they continued to add pieces. And then when you saw the second, you know, the remix version, they had to get Dennis Rodman, but they added pieces. You didn't have Paxson anymore. You brought in Steve Kerr. This just takes time.
Yeah, like, I don't think you need to go that far. I mean, you can just look at modern history, right? Like, you could just look. It's a man's league.
Totally.
You win with veterans and men, right? The kids come in, don't play, right?
100%, it takes bad losses. It's being humbled. It's understanding.
Yes.
Coming back. Kevin Durant didn't figure things out. I mean, Kevin Durant, of course, with Oklahoma City collapsing and then going to Golden State, but he had to figure things out. This is a process. Again, trust the process. It's foolish. They're the one seed. And granted, the Nets have built this superpower. We've got to be patient over time and watch this develop.
You know, we're quick to throw out superpower.
Well, when you look at the firepower of the three guys in the offense that they can bring, and the resumes that they have, and the battle-tested experience that all three guys have had in playoffs where they have failed too, and they have failed on the biggest stages.
And
right?
Not exactly like they're a gritty defensive team either.
No, not at all, not at all. But I'm saying this set up like, okay, now a perfect example: the Bucks. The last 2 years, everybody's talking about them. But Giannis has to go through things. Middleton has to go through things. They have to collapse inside the bubble. Then look what happened to them this year. They make a couple of adjustments. They bring in Drew Holiday. It just takes time. This is not instant rice, right? You're not just dumping something in there and saying, give me rice in 8 minutes. Boil. and I think that process plays a role here.
That's great.
It just gets me mad about the idea of blowing anything up. What? Like, blow one up and you get to where?
I know. So,
sorry, Ant. You got me on one.
No, but listen, I get a call this morning from my buddy, and that's what he says.
But, Ant, you're not the only one. One of my closest friends sent me a text last night, and I love him to death, but he was like, just Philly radio was just crushing Ben, and this has got to be figured out. This has got to be fixed. And I'm like, I get it, man. What do you expect them to do right now? They can't do anything. They've got to figure this out. And I'm a Ben backer. I'm a Ben believer. But I mentioned this the last time I was on a phone call with you last week. My biggest concern with the whole thing when we get deeper into the playoffs is when they're in a tight situation, will we see free throws because they're going to focus on the guy who's handling the ball, which is the point guard, and the point guard has to figure out a way to hit free throws. And we saw that entire, it was excruciating, right? Everybody's anticipating it. But the other option here is, how about last year inside the bubble where they looked terrible against the Celtics because you don't have the best defender on the floor guarding anybody, and the offense cannot move
because he's not on the floor.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's this conversation that always goes back to Simmons. It's a joke. Like, it's ridiculous, actually. And it's funny because there is, like, there was a guy just hung up, Zach. And I said that, look, I mean, he's going to get better. Ben's game will even get better. He's 24 years old. He's still going to get better as the years go during that five-year contract.
Yeah.
His comment was going to be, well, he hasn't gotten better yet, which is stupid. Like, if you actually are not watching the game if you don't think that the kid's improved. Now, he hasn't improved in the one area you want, which is shooting a jump shot. But that's it. Like, everything else has improved. So stop.
I'm 100% with you on
God
that.
Forbid.
I also believe too. This is year one with Doc. Like, can we give the opportunity to grow in the off season, right? And understanding what you watch the whole season. Now it's going to be on Ben if he's going to understand what Doc is asking, because Doc is the biggest backer, and I think Doc is playing this specifically like build the trust. I've got his back.
Right.
Eventually, though. In the offseason, when I call him out, he's going to trust me, right? And I'm not saying there's no trust now, but I'm just saying this is what a coach does. He's going to support
a guy through and through at all times.
But you can have this conversation, Philadelphia. You can have a conversation where you have issues with, okay, the shooting and the free throws and the concerns. But that doesn't paint a broad brush on the entire game that he's bringing on when it comes to the defense.
He's like Revis Island.
To facilitating, right?
Exactly.
And then another thing. When he was in foul trouble in the first half, and that team had real issues on understanding the flow of the offense, bringing it down the floor. I think George Hill is a fantastic pickup by Darryl, because we're seeing that veteran leadership, right? But there was a flow and a confusion with the offense when Ben wasn't facilitating. And that's the one thing I think we take for granted in facilitating the offense around him and creating opportunities for people on breaks. I come back to that there are a lot more good things that Ben Simmons brings. But you can have the conversation where you can criticize, but at the same time praise, and be aware of both things. This is not an all or nothing thing, whether it's just all good or all bad. You need to have context and nuance in this conversation.
Yes.
And another thing, I'll add one more thing, Ed. I completely trust that Daryl Morey will find a way. That guy wants to win as much as everybody in this city. Will find a way to put this team over the top. And no pressure, Daryl. I'm sorry, but he understands we've got certain things we got to do. We will address it over time and figure it out. I thought every move he has made since he's taken over has found a way to pay off. for this team.
Everything.
Yes.
Everything. Now, here's the other thing, too, because you brought it up about Doc. If you're Doc Rivers and you're asked that question over and over again, right? The reason why you answer it that way is what you said about trust and the whole thing. You got to have your players back. Like, I don't understand the whole thing. Like, that. Well, somebody said to me the other day, I'm out on Doc. I went, he called up yesterday. You remember that, Andrew? Guy called
up. Yeah, it's
up.
Vin. Vinny.
Vinny from West Philly. That's it. My man Vinny goes, I'm out on Doc. I said, why? He goes, well, he said that the way he did stick it up for Ben Simmons. Well, what would you do if you're the coach?
Yes.
It's ridiculous. Of course you're going to stick up for your guy.
Exactly. That's what
you have to.
Coaches do. They understand. They understand the psychology of each individual player, right? When the whole point of a great coach is when to press the right button.
Hey, you're not going to take him out in that spot.
No, he's not.
It's stupid. Like, you're not good on the other end of the floor. I heard a call yesterday, call Mike, and he was right. Right? He said, listen, he still made the one free throw, right? So they averaged 1 point per possession, which is more than you would average as a whole, right? With Joel and everything else. If you're averaging 1 point of possession, because people go, well, you're trading ones for twos and threes. No, you're not. You're not. Because the theory is you actually play defense. You're not guaranteed twos and threes. It just so happened that they made a three during that period yesterday that brought it up from one to four. But over the course of 1,000 games, those teams aren't going to make those threes, and you averaging 1 point per possession are going to win.
I agree. And it should be an off-season priority. You can say it and I could say it. Ben's got to experience it, and it should be an off-season priority on hitting those free throws because it's going to mark his career.
My fear, though, dude, is this. He doesn't have a great touch from the line, right?
No.
He doesn't. Now, I don't know if it's focus every time, because sometimes he goes up and he looks good and the form's there. But he's not a good free throw shooter. And there have been guys throughout the course of the league. Look at Giannis. Giannis is a bad free throw shooter, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
you're right.
Unfortunately, sometimes you got to deal with a guy who's not a good free throw shooter. But that doesn't mean you got to trade him or get rid of him.
It's foolish. And I know that this is who we are. We're passionate. We speak from the hip, but it is a foolish situation. I can think of 29, 30 franchises that would love to be in the Sixers position right now. So considering what we experienced, I think 5-6 years ago, let's just be calm here. Let's figure out a way to win the night. And then, you know what, let's look at a situation potentially against the Hawks and then just say, let's figure it out. Let's just continue to build off of it.
I
just think that, you know, Embiid's out, Simmons in foul trouble, and that team still had a shot in the final 3 to 5 minutes because of that second unit. They played great. Maxey, Furk hitting some shots. I wish he hit that shot late in the game because he had a great look at it. And then we're talking maybe potentially a different story. Tobias didn't play the way we've seen him the first couple of games in the series, and they still were in this game. Like, so just take heart in this situation. One game, one loss. I told you in the beginning this wasn't going to be a sweep. It's going as anticipated.
It should have been a sweep.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, if it be plays, they were already up by double digits. They went by 30.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Get the big man right. It changes everything. And just, you know, keep our fingers crossed that if that Hawks-Knicks series, it gets extended so the big man gets a little bit more rest on the knee.
I can dig it, baby. Kevin, you're the best.
Brother, this is great, man. This actually helps my mental going into tonight and into work because I can get a lot of things off my chest. So I appreciate that, Ed.
I love it, Kev. Good stuff. Kevin Negandhi, the great Kevin Negandhi, ESPN on the Comcast Business Hotline. Bounce forward.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.